It seems that British steel isn't as strong as it used to be. The ultimate betrayal of Britain's steel as government plans to build Royal Navy ships with cheap imports. The Tories could snub UK steel firms and use cheap imports to build new Navy warships. Branded by one union chief as a potential national scandal, it is a further blow for an industry already battered by closures and job losses. Experts warned that the industry would be plunged deeper into crisis if the frigates are built with cheap imports. And revelations show that heartless David Cameron may snub UK firms in favour of foreign products to make his pledge to buy British when it comes to major public projects look like yet another empty promise. Furious union leaders rounded on the government after Defence Minister Philip Dunn let slip steel for the fleet of Type 26 frigates would be supplied from abroad with a multi-billion pound contract, denying our own foundries the sort of vital cash that could secure their futures. Unite's Tony Burke branded the move a betrayal of staff who have worked in a proud and historic industry that was once the envy of the world. It is still reeling from the announcement that Tata will shed 1,050 jobs in its plants in Port Talbot, South Wales, Corby and Hartlepool. This is on top of 1,200 posts it axed last year in Scunthorpe and Scotland, along with 2,200 workers fired at SSI's foundry in Redcar, Teesside. Steelworkers Union Community President Alan Coombs said Britain's warships should be built using British steel. The current steel crisis is a result of unfair trading by China, but this government could do a lot to help. Big projects like the new Type 26 frigates are the perfect opportunity for Cameron to put his money where his mouth is. We make some of the best steel in the world. There is no question over our ability, just over our government's willingness to support this vital industry. Just this week, David Cameron said he wanted a strong British steel industry. If he really meant it, then he must ensure the Type 26 frigates use British steel. Unite Assistant General Secretary Mr. Burke added, it would be a national scandal if British steel wasn't used to build the Navy's new frigates. The warm words from ministers on using British steel in major government projects would turn to dust and be nothing more than empty rhetoric. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron accused the Tories of utter hypocrisy. He said, despite the crisis, the government is not committing to supporting UK industry by building these ships with homemade steel. This is a small announcement that would make a massive difference. They could say they would use British steel on British ships, and they are not. Making the announcement, the Tories were looking elsewhere. Mr. Dunn said, steel is sourced by our contractors from a range of UK and international suppliers, reflecting the need to ensure a competitive price and delivery at the required time and quantity. No suppliers have been selected or any orders placed of the Type 26 Global Combat ships. But the sneaky Tories then tried to deflect the blame for any future deals signed. Responding to a Freedom of Information request, the MOD said, as for all major defence equipment projects, it is the responsibility of our contractors to buy the steel on the basis of cost, time and quantity. But it was revealed in October the Tories were spending tens of millions of pounds on Swedish steel for two defence projects worth £3.9 billion. It was also discovered a quarter of design and manufacturing contracts for the ships have gone to foreign firms. British defence giant BAE Systems is awarding subcontracts. But only six of the eight deals worth £187.4 million have gone to UK companies. MOD officials also said just seven of 13 design development agreements have been struck with British firms. The Type 26 frigates, which can each carry 185 sailors and sail for up to 7,800 miles without refuelling, will be built on the Clyde in Scotland, with work expected to begin later this year in 2016. The first is due to enter service in the early 2020s. And as someone who was born and raised in the steel city of Sheffield, I can tell you the impact of the reduction of industry in that city has almost brought it to its knees. It's now simply a service sector city, where it was once a proud manufacturer of world-class products.